And now, Ben Bailey.
As John the Immerser saw Jesus approaching, he cried out, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." John chapter 1, verse 29. Welcome to our study of why a person should become a Christian. In today's lesson, we want to focus on why become a Christian? Because of Jesus Christ. A person ought to be motivated by the life, by the teaching, by the death of Jesus to become a follower of His. You know, Jesus came into this world. He left heaven, Scripture teaches us, in Philippians 2, verses 5. He gave up that equality with God, emptied Himself, Philippians 2, verses 5 through 9. And He came and lived among men and died a horrible death so that we could have the hope of heaven. What is it about Jesus that should make us want to become a Christian? Number one, we ought to want to become a Christian because of His life. Look at what Jesus did. The most selfless, servant life that you could ever imagine. Had no place to call His own. He went around doing good. He did all things well. Mark chapter 7, verse 37. He healed the sick. He proclaimed the gospel. He fed those who were hungry. He did good to all men. Look at the life Jesus lived and look at the perfection of His life. He was tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews 4 and verse 15. And so I look at the superb life that He lived and I'm motivated to follow that pattern. Look at the teaching of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the master teacher. You know, Jesus' teaching was motivated by one factor. Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost. Luke 19:10. He wasn't in it for the money. He wasn't in it to be popular. He wasn't in it to make a lot of friends. Jesus was in it to spread the gospel so people could be saved. And here are some great statements about Jesus. In Mark chapter 12, as a teacher, here's what they said in verse 37. The Bible comments, "And the common people heard Him gladly." You ever wonder why the common people heard Jesus gladly? It's no coincidence. My friends, those are the very people Jesus had healed their sick. He had fed their people who were hungry. He had been in their homes, some of them teaching. Jesus expressed His love to the common people who were hungering and thirsting for righteousness. And so because of Jesus' teaching, we ought to be motivated to follow Him. In John chapter 14, John 13 and 14, the Jews, the religious elite, send certain soldiers over to take Jesus, and here's what they said. They said, "No man ever spoke like this man. Truly, Jesus is the master teacher." But you know, when we think about becoming a Christian because of Christ, one of the main motivating factors is because of His death. Look at what Jesus suffered for each and every one of us. Friend, when you talk about a selfless servant life, think about the death of Jesus. He was taken and bound by evil men. He was taken, He was beaten, He was mocked, He was spit upon. A crown of thorns was embedded into His head. He was beaten on the head with a rod. They took Jesus and over again on His back, they brought something like a cat of nine tails, a whip with bone or metal or glass in it. Jesus hung in agony for hours. Why did He do that? God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. Jesus loved each one of us that much. Friend, when we think about the death of Jesus and we say, "Why did Jesus do that?" I'm the answer, and you're the answer. Why become a Christian? Also because of the promises Jesus gives us. Jesus said in Matthew 11, verse 28 and 20, verses 28 through 30, that we're to come to Him, He says, "For His load is easy and His burden is light, and He'll give rest to our souls." Jesus promises each one of us that eternal rest if we're faithful to Him. And so we ask you today, are you a Christian? You need to become one because of what Jesus Christ did for you. Look at His life. Look at the teaching of Jesus found in Scripture. Think seriously about His death. And friend, marvel at the promises God has made to each one of us. If you're not a Christian, you can become a follower of Christ today by obeying the gospel. Jesus said, "He that believes and is baptized will be saved. He that does not believe shall be condemned." Mark 16:16. Have you believed that Jesus is God's Son? Have you believed so much so that you're willing to change your life and repent? Acts 3:19. Would you make the good confession, Acts chapter 8, verse 37, that Jesus is the Son of God? Friend, would you be baptized in water for the forgiveness of your sins? Acts chapter 2, verse 38. If you'll do those things, you can become what they did in the first century, what they became in the first century, Christians and nothing more. And so today we want to motivate you, to encourage you, based on the life of Jesus Christ, become a Christian because of what He did for you.